Now, this one, it's a remake. Mm-hmm. It's based on a Stephen King novel. I will say I am a massive Stephen King fan. I read the book. It's quite young, probably too young, to be honest, but I'm a massive, massive Stephen King fan. Very much like the book, very much like the original film. This remake, what did we think?
So, you did mention the original film from 1990, which starred Tim Curry as Pennywise the Clown / It. Let's just talk briefly about that. It's a very different beast altogether, the whole movie, compared to that 1990s film. I felt that film was a bit indicative of the 90s, like the directorial style and so on. But there was a bit of cheese in that film as well. But this film, the 2017 version, scrapes that cheese off the story, throws it into the bin, and dumps a whole bunch of nightmare fuel on it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the original story. So people might be struggling to wrap their heads around this one, yeah. And I would certainly understand it. In the original Stephen King book, as I can recount to you, it is essentially a kind of monster lives under the town of, I think, Derry.
Derry, yeah.
It's a reoccurring setting in Stephen King's novels. It's a kind of creature, and it takes different forms, the most famous form being the horrifying clown. A bunch of kids, they fight it as kids and then are forced to return to the town as adults to fight it once again because it emerges every 17 years to do all these terrible, horrible things. So you mentioned the remake, you found it a little bit cheesy. I find it quite enjoyable, but this one, it's really gone for the horror. It's really amped up the horror. So what do we think?
It definitely has amped up the horror. The main issue I have with it is that although it is pretty scary, I do feel like they've overdone the horror just a little bit. There is a segment about 20 minutes to half an hour around the middle of the film where it starts haunting the protagonists, all like six or seven of them, which involves going individually to each one of their houses. By like the third or fourth time where, you know, Pennywise makes his spooky appearance, it just becomes a bit old hat. And I do feel they could have just compressed those, you know, 30 minutes where he's just individually terrorizing them into like a 5-minute montage or something. The movie itself goes for 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. So you better be prepared for a really long film. But despite that, the main actors that they've hired are excellent. Like, I know that they say in Hollywood, don't work with kids or animals, but in this case, the kids that they hired for this film or casted are really excellent. And one of them is, I think, Finn Wolfhard, I think, from who's most famous for Stranger Things.
He's in that one.
Yeah, okay. So he's very familiar with this general plot of, you know, a group of kids going off hunting a monster in the 80s. And that's for better or for worse, because I was getting some serious Stranger Things vibes here. And even though in the 80s it was seen as, I guess, really original, right? The story was pretty fresh when you first read it.
Well, certainly, yes. Yeah.
But now, as I've mentioned, like Stranger Things and other, you know, like this 101 Scooby-Doo remakes, they've sort of diluted that original idea when the book and the original film came out. Mm. So I do feel that sort of works slightly against it.
Well, that's actually originally a really interesting connection there between Stranger Things, because obviously when a lot of people were watching Stranger Things, the comparison a lot of people I know in my circles were making was to a Stephen King work. I think there was probably even some surprise it wasn't based on a Stephen King work. So certainly it was a big 80s throwback, and parts of its the original film and the book itself were throwbacks in themselves, considering it was set, you know, largely in Stephen King's past, when these children were really anchoring the story, in spite of the fact in the modern day the adults had to come back and eventually deal with the creature. The story largely revolves around the kids instead. Yeah. So I find that's a very interesting connection. The difficulty I find with this piece, as you mentioned, in not so much of a throwback, is this amping up of the horror. I would complain a little bit about the character redesign of the Pennywise the Clown himself. I always thought in the Tim Curry version, he looked like somebody you could see on the street. He looked scary, but you wouldn't go, oh, well, that's a serial killer right there. That's a horrible monster. Bill Skarsgård version is just maybe a little bit over the top to me. So you're saying perhaps this has been because some of these things have been seen as a little bit old hat, a little bit diluted, maybe they've really amped it up.
And I do have a bit of another criticism involving Pennywise, which is that he shows up way too much in the film. There's a couple of scenes where he's trying to scare the kids, but because he's done it like five or six times already, it just comes off as being a bit silly, you know? And there's like one scene where two rival kids are like fighting each other, and then Pennywise just sort of appears in the bushes in the background and then disappears again. Like, the best horror films try and keep the monster hidden from the audience, you know? And I feel like that was a bit of a failing on in regards to this film. But other than that, the bits that of horror that do work are pretty good. But I did bring along a friend of mine who loves the horror genre, and about an hour and a half in, he started getting a bit bored. So I would say that for people who aren't that into the horror genre, this will probably be more for you, because there is horror elements to it, but there is also a growing up, coming of age tale as well. That's between the horror scenes. So that's like, for example, one of the things that Stranger Things did so well, that the kids would have scenes set in the school, nothing scary going on. It's just, you know, a lot of bantering, which was genuinely funny. Like, the script is really well written at the very least. And I really enjoyed those segments. Between all the kids bantering, talking to each other, talking about the monster and so on.
Okay, well, Kevin, thank you very much. Hardcore horror fans maybe won't find anything terribly new in the new adaptation of It, but for people a little bit more mainstream horror fans, Stephen King fans, seems like you'll find a lot to enjoy. Big Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Kevin Suarez there, our resident movie reviewer, talking to us about It, the new adaptation of the Stephen King story. Like I say, I am a massive, massive Stephen King fan. As far as I'm concerned, this one has, very big shoes to fill, both literally and figuratively. So we might just check it out sometime in the coming week.